Exercise 5, page 81.
You will hear a short talk. After the talk, you will hear 5 questions about it. You will hear the talk twice. Then you will hear the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Listen to a woman talking to residents in a town.
Hello, everyone. I'm Janet McEwen. I'm a police officer and I work with community groups like this one. I'm here to tell you about what you should do if you're ever a witness to a crime in your area or anywhere else. The first and most important thing is to keep your distance so as to stay safe. Usually, people's instincts are to help, which I understand, but please leave that up to the police. We have special training that helps us deal with situations like this and lets us be prepared. What you can do is shout or make some noise to attract attention. Most criminals don't want an audience to their crime, so that may be enough to make them stop and run away. But don't approach them. There's a chance that you could end up becoming a victim yourself if you do. Of course, while making a noise is good, the most important thing to do first is call the police. Make sure you call 999 immediately. If you can, you should also note down any details about the crime you can remember before the police arrive, like a car license number or a description of the criminal. If that's not possible and it's safe to do so, try taking a photo. After all, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Having some notes or a picture can be especially helpful when it comes to answering any questions the police might have later, because the stress of the event may affect your memory and make it harder to remember things. If the suspect leaves, remember to stay away from the crime scene or the person in trouble. You might end up making things worse by destroying evidence or making someone's injuries more serious by accident. Instead, wait for the police or an ambulance to arrive. Are there any questions?
Number 1. Why does the speaker stress the importance of her first piece of advice? Number 2. Why does the speaker suggest witnesses make a noise? Number 3. How can you avoid making mistakes under stress? Number 4. What is the main purpose of this talk? Number 5. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"A picture's worth 1,000 words"?